I'm the floor supervisor. Good morning or good afternoon. I apologize. How can I help you?
We had some charges put on our account. We were charged for this this cream, and my wife does not remember making any order of this cream. Evidently, there was a shipping charge that was charged to our credit card, and then there was a $92 charge for the credit card. The person I just finished speaking with said that if we didn't say we did not want it within 14 days, it was going to be full charge put on the credit card. And I said, that's wrong. We didn't order it. She didn't order it.
And nothing, and it has to say, not that idea. What is it?
Okay, sir, can I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
The name on the account? Probably timschmeeting@comcast.net.
Okay, thank you.
And the credit card's in my name, so it's Tim Schmeeting. Or Timothy Schmeeting.
I'm not locating account with that name. Would there be a different first or last name on the account?
How about Angela Medved?
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, okay, thank you for that, sir. And can I have the shipping address, please?
2672 Warrior Drive in Wixom, Michigan.
Okay. Thank you for that. So I have gone ahead and located the account with that information today. That was for the eye serum and face cream. It looks like you initially placed the order for a trial period after the initial 14-day trial ended because you didn't call back to cancel. You were billed the full retail price of the trial and then placed on the on-made billing and shipping to receive that trial.
She said she never ordered it.
Okay, so she never placed the order.
And I'm sure I did.
But the trial period back on the was back on the 19th of March for $6.70.
Yeah, the 19th.
And $7.45.
Yeah, $6.70 and $7.45.
That was for the initial trial period.
That was for shipping,
order?
I believe. She said she did not.
Okay, did anyone in your household ever place this order?
No, it's just the two of us that live here.
Okay, so no one else in your household would have placed the order, sir?
There's just the two of us that live here.
Okay, I understand. So what I can go ahead and do is I can file this as fraud for you, sir. Now, what that would entail, I didn't let you know what that entails. We would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also go ahead and verify the location of where that order took place. Would you like me to go ahead?
Sure, go ahead and do that. There was two charges, diet wellness, and the other was a muscle now.
Mm-hmm.
One was for $92.90, the other was $91.89.
Mm-hmm.
That first time that it was charged in March for both of those, that was, didn't even look at it because the amount was so low. But this one, when we started going over the account, she saw this. $92 and $91 and said, I never did that.
Okay.
So yes, please.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and proceed forward with the fraud claim then for that. Bear with me while I get this filed as fraud. And just to verify, is there currently an active dispute with your bank for these charges?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you filed a dispute with your bank for the charges?
I was in the process of doing it, and then they had a little thing that popped up and says, it may be quicker if you call the company directly. So that's what I'm doing. But yes, I was filing a dispute with them.
Do you currently have an active dispute? Like, did you do you currently?
See, we've received your dispute. It sells here for Diet Wellness Charge 12219-8654K. I didn't finish the other one yet. The Muscle Now. I just
so
did
you
one
currently,
right now.
You currently don't have an active dispute as of yet. You were in
for
the
one
process
of them, yes.
Of...
For the other one, no.
Okay, sir. So since
like I said, I was filing it. Go ahead.
What did your bank? What exactly did you your bank say to do, sir?
It says it's just going to take 30 to 90 days for this dispute to go through. And it would be quicker to call the company. And that's when I was filling the dispute for Diet Wellness. So I called you. And as we're talking, I'm going to go ahead and file a second dispute for the Muscle Now. But I've only filed the one dispute because that's as far as I got before I called you.
Okay, so they told you to call us before they proceed forward with it.
No, they just said to call you. It'll be quicker. Thank you. To assist your request, an investigation has been initiated. A credit will be applied to your account to the amount of $92.90
while we investigate this transaction. What I'm going ahead and doing, sir, is I'm filing this as fraud on our end so we can assist further with issuing the refund, sir. You will first need to call back with your bank on the line since you do have a dispute with them. Once we're able to verify what's going on with that dispute, then we can assist with issuing the refund for the fraud claim for you.
I don't think you can do that, can you, with a Discover card? I can't tell them to call you.
You can either issue the three-way call or you can have them issue the three-way call.
Okay.
But we need to speak with you and them on the line.
Yeah. It didn't say anything like that. It just says if merchants provide you with documentation to show you the charge is valid, we will notify you and the transaction will be reapplied to your account. It doesn't say anything about calling.
For us to go ahead and assist with issuing the refund, since you have currently a dispute with your bank, we need you to call back with your bank on the line so we can verify what's going on with that dispute. Once we're able to verify what's going on with that dispute, we can apply those fraud credits for you to the account. But we can't do anything until we verify what's going on with that dispute.
I originally come to a conclusion. This may take up to 45 days for the merchant to respond. Okay. It says you are, and I'm going by them. I'm not going by what you say. It says a credit will be applied to your account. We'll review your dispute. And it says they're going to get a hold of you.
So for us to go ahead and assist further with issuing those fraud credits, because I filed it as fraud on my end, sir. But for me to proceed forward with issuing a refund, I first have to have you call back with the bank on the line, sir.
Yeah,
so we can
I don't
verify
think I can
what's
do that.
Going
I haven't
on
even gotten you on the line. It took me a half hour just to get you on the line. And I can't
I
even get my bank
sir.
On the line, my credit card.
Well, you
but
have
I'll
to
wait
call
for
back
them.
With the bank on the line,
they,
sir.
They said that they will contact you, so I'm believing them.
So you would have to call back
okay.
with the bank on the line.
I'm not
sir,
really believing you. I'm believing them.
Okay, sir. Well, for me to be able to proceed forward with issuing a refund, you would first need to call back with the bank on the line. Once
you
I'm able to verify.
I told you there's nothing I can do to make them call you. They already told me they were going to contact you. Do you want me to read what they said?
I have gone ahead and filed it as fraud on my end and made sure that the account has been closed out. Once you are able to call back with the bank on the line, we can proceed forward with issuing refunds for you.
Was that for the Diet Wellness and the Muscle Now? Or is that just
for
the first one?
Face cream and eye serum is what you had with us.
I have no idea what face cream or eye surface is. I'm going by what it says on
face
the
cream and
card.
Eye serum is what you were being billed for. It was
okay.
skin care products, sir. But again, once you...
Diet, wellness, and muscle now.
I do not have asked your bank account, sir. So I don't know what it would show on your bank account. What you were had an order with for us was for the face cream and eye serum. I have made sure it has been canceled out, sir, and I have filed this as fraud. Once you call back with your bank on the line and we're able to verify what's going on with that dispute you filed, we can proceed forward with issuing refunds for the fraud claim we filed today.
I hear you, but there's nothing I can do.
Okay, so
I hear
once
you
call back with the bank,
bank
on the line.
I realize you keep telling me that. You keep saying you want me to call back with the bank on the line. So I told you, I said, that's not what they're telling me. So if they're not telling me to call them and they'll call you and initiate a three-way conversation, I don't know what I can do. Because I can't make them call you. Just like I can't make you call them. Why don't you call them? You call them and initiate a three-way conversation between you, them,
so
and me.
I don't have the ability to do that, sir. You would have to call back with the bank on the line and initiate a three-way conversation with them.
There's nothing I can do about having them call you and call me and initiate a three-way call.
Once you call back with the bank on the line, sir, we can.
I already told you that. You
keep
saying that,
sir.
And I said there's nothing I can do. I can't. I'm going by what they say. They do not say anything about initiating a three-way conversation between me, you, and them. All they're saying is they're going to send you a notification. That's
okay,
what
so
I'm
for
going
for us
by.
To go ahead and proceed forward with
you keep
refund,
saying
you
that, and there's nothing I can do about
bank,
that. I told you, I'm not going to make them, I can't get them to call you. But I will go ahead and complete the other dispute.
Once you call back with
your
bank on the line, sir,
I'm not
going to
call you
with issuing a refund with the.
Why do you keep saying that?
Okay, sir, there's nothing more we can do until you call back with your bank on the line.
Is it a screen that pops up in front of you, or do you have it listed on a piece of paper, and all you're told to do is just read these same things over and over again? You're not telling me anything. All you're doing is regurgitating the same thing over again.
Well, sir, I do apologize. Unfortunately, there's nothing more I can do until you call back with your bank on the line and we're able to verify what's going on with the dispute,
sir. Why do you keep saying that? There's nothing I can do to make them call you.
Okay, sir. Well, again, you can either issue the three-way call or you can have them issue the three-way call.
I told you. You keep saying it. And I said, there's nothing I can do about issuing a three-way call with the bank and you. You can just call them and they can call me. And then we will all be happy.
You will need to call back with your bank on the line, sir, to proceed forward.
You say that again. Why are you saying that?
I do apologize. Unfortunately, since you have a dispute, we will need to first verify what's going on with that dispute so we can proceed forward with issuing the...
I won't talk to his manager.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Oh, we're going to call...
Manager.
I'm going to... Well, you don't have a manager there, though, do you?
My name is Joseph, and I am the floor supervisor, sir. I do apologize. There's nothing more we can do until you call back with the bank on the line. Once you call back and we verify what's going on with that dispute, we can proceed forward with issuing you fraud credit, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you for not answering my questions or handling it.